Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. And through your way with strife, He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, say that He's got His mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate that. Appreciate the wonderful song. You're in tune with us on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, and we just want to invite everybody in to join us and just worship with us in spirit and truth tonight. So here's a call-in number if you'd like to be a part of this. It's 347-308-8524. 347-308-8524. We'd like to have you to join us and be with us tonight. This is on part three, speaking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So we want you to just join in with us and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth, and we'll just have a good time in the Lord. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. So if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-308-8524. So I want to say that we appreciate the one that's marked us on their favorites, because that helped give us better ratings on our program. So if you're out there and listening to us, if you just mark us on your favorites, we appreciate it. So God bless you for that. So we're going to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for you and your needs. You know what you have the need of. All you got to do is just tell the Lord about it, and He's able and will answer your needs. You know, we've seen a sign of the day said that God's delays wasn't denial. You know, we may not get the answer just right whenever we ask for it, but that don't mean He's denied us. He's going to answer our prayers on His time. So let's go to the Lord's prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come before You right now, God, we just bring them to You. Lord, every need and every request, Father, we just ask You, Lord, that You will just touch them. God, that You will bring them up, Father. Lord, that You will most of all, God, save the lost, sanctify, Lord, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And God, just heal them that sick and afflicted and make them whole. Father, we give You the praise and the glory and honor. Father, them that's in the hospitals, Father, we just ask You, Lord, that You will touch them. And Lord, bring them out, God, make them whole, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank You. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to say again, if you want to call in, you can call in on this number. It's 347-308-8524. So we'd be glad to have you to call in and just be with us and be a part of the program tonight. We're going to be reading tonight a few scriptures here in the book of Acts and different places. But right here, I want everybody to think about this scripture right here. You know, people say that it's not for us today, the Holy Ghost. But, you know, this is what Paul makes a statement about. And, you know, if you've been saved, then it's for you. And right here in Acts 19 and verse 2, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? That's a question. If you're a Christian out there tonight, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there Holy Ghost. You know, that's in the shape of a lot of people today. You know, they've not heard that they would even be as much as the Holy Ghost. They hear all the time that the Holy Ghost is not for us today. They hear that it was just only for the disciples. But you know, I'm here tonight just to bust a bubble of that belief, because I'm going to take the word for what it says. And right here is what the Word of God claimed to us and says to us. And so I'm going to stand on the word. You can find this in Acts 2:38. It said, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." You know, I want us to think here just for a few minutes what them words is telling us there. It don't matter, you know, what people might teach and what people might say, but this is what thus saith God. And you know, I'm going to stand on the word of promises of God's word. Paul, you know, he was a man of God, and he, whenever he become Paul, you know, before that he was Saul, and before that he destroyed and tortured the church of God. But after he made it right, he received the Holy Ghost down there on the street of Damascus, down there whenever Ananias went to him and prayed that the scales might fall from his eyes and he might see and know what he's supposed to do. He went then and he started to preach, and hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. He began to preach the Word of God to him then, and he said this to him. He asked him, he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And you know, today people are still wandering around, and they're still looking around. They're not knowing, you know, what's going on. But the Holy Ghost, my friend, is for you today. If you're a Christian, you've been washed in that precious blood of Jesus and got your sins under the blood. I want you to know one thing. The Holy Ghost is for you, and it's for the believers. It's for the one that's accepted the Lord as their Savior. If you've ever said to him, "Lord, I want you to come into my life. I want you to save me." Then you go far enough to say, "Lord, I want to be sanctified. I want to be washed clean. I want all the sins out of my life." Then whenever you go on down just a little bit further, as we just read there, "This promise is to you and to your children, as many as the Lord our God shall call." The Holy Ghost is a gift to you, my friend. It's not just to call you to speak in other tongues, but it is what will give you power to stand up and proclaim the power of the demonstration of the Holy Ghost to the lost and dying world, to the people that's dying without any hope. It will give you bonus that you can stand up and tell them, "Hey, this is not wine. They're not drunk on new wine as you suppose, or on wine as you suppose, since it's only been the third hour of the day. But this is the power of the Holy Ghost. This is what God has ordained. He give you power that you can go into the othermost parts of the world and you can be a witness and you can tell people about the Messiah. You can tell them how that he died on the cross. You can tell them about how he looked up and said, 'It's finished,' because the power of the Holy Ghost has become up on him, and he went on to the cross, my friend, and died for you and I, that we could have this life. I tell you, I'm thankful tonight that I know, that I know, that I know that I received the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in other tongues back in 1975, and I know that I received the power of the Holy Ghost. I was able to be a witness to people that I wasn't able to witness to, people that I didn't have the strength to stand up in front of them and proclaim the Word of God, you know. But thank God, whenever the Holy Ghost come up on me, I had power then and bonus that I wasn't ashamed of that I would talk to anybody about him. Praise God, that's what it's all about, my friend. And I want you to think tonight, Do you have the Holy Ghost? Have you received this gift that God has given you since you believed? If you are a believer tonight, this promise is in you. I want you to think you're right here now. In John 1:5, it says this, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." See, he's still saying that you're going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost after you've been baptized in water. My friend, this is a promise to every one of us. You know, we might say, well, I don't know about this, but my friend, I'll tell you about it. If you'll get in the Word of God and you start digging and start looking, start hunting, you'll find out that the Word of God is true and is forever settled in heaven. If you'll get down and get humble before Him, start seeking God, He will give you what you have the need of. And I praise Him tonight for that because He's wanting to baptize the believers out there tonight. I believe tonight would be a good time for you just to shut yourself away some words in a closet and begin to pray and begin to talk to God and begin to ask Him about coming into your life. I believe that, my friend, that He will let you in. I believe that He will come into thee and you can have power to be witnesses in the Jerusalem, Judea, and other most parts of the earth. I tell you, it's something that's expedient tonight that you receive this. Praise God. And we look down into Acts there, and praise God, 1:8, and it says this, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and into all of Judea and in Samaria and unto that most part of the earth." I tell you, that's what God's wanting you to do. He's wanting you to be witness tonight into all the earth. And if you receive this baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can be. But if you don't receive it, my friend, you can talk about Him. But praise God, you need the power and the demonstration of the people that you'll be able to stand before them and tell them about Jesus. You need to let them know that you've got power from the heavens to tell them about Him. And you've got authority to tell them about Him, praise God. And the only way that you're going to get that power and get that authority, and that is to look to Jesus Christ and get this Holy Ghost informed and working into your life. And whenever you want to do that, then you'll have power, my friend, to tell somebody of the good news. I want you to know tonight this is not just something to be talking about. This is a fact. This is the truth. I'm glad tonight that I received it. Hallelujah. And I want you to receive it. That's the reason why that we're on here every Monday night telling you of the good news about what you can have from God and what you can receive from God. I tell you, I'm looking forward for the things that God wants us to do and we can have power to do it with. I want us to look right here just for a minute, praise God, into to another verse, another chapter here. This is in Titus 3:5. "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." And praise God. You know, that's what it's all about there tonight. That this is the power of the Holy Ghost, and it's not by our own works, but it's the gift that He has given us through the righteousness. And I thank God tonight that we, my friend, can have the righteousness of God and do the things that God would have us to do. You know, we might say, well, we've got this on our own, but we didn't get nothing on our own. But we got it because God gave it to us. This is a gift that He placed in our own hands. And I praise God for it tonight that we can receive something from Him and that we can do whatever that we need to do through the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I praise God tonight for that. Hallelujah. I want to make mention here just for a minute. We're going to go back to the Lord in prayer here and pray for the needs of people. But right here I want to say this now to Brother Fred Branham from Cleveland, Tennessee, will be with us on Friday the 23rd here on Blog Talk Radio, or February the 23rd, I'm sorry about that, February the 23rd here on Blog Talk Radio. Wonderful man of God. I've known him ever since I was just a kid. He's going to be with us here on the broadcast giving his testimony and how God has blessed him over the years. And so we've got some people here that, like, of course, Brother MC, man, he's home now. Been in the hospital sick. He still needs a touch from God. Our pastor, Brother J.D. Drennan, he's had a knee problem, and he needs a touch from God. Brother Terry and Cheryl Miller from Missouri, they need a touch and a miracle from God. Terry is still in a coma, a 15-year-old boy. He needs a miracle from God. Bobby Bryant, he needs a bus traveling for the gospel. Brother Floyd Owens is in the hospital. He needs a miracle from God. And Murray Reagan is in the hospital. She needs a touch and a miracle from God. So I want everybody to remember them. And also pray for all the that is lost and need salvation. So let's go to the Lord in prayer right now and just pray for them. And just ask God to come in and just touch and just to bless and just to stir the hearts of them. God knows who they are and where they're at. So let's just pray for them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come before you right now, God, we lift these names up to you, Father. You know, God, every need that they have the need of. And Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just touch them, God. Touch our pastor, Lord. Touch that knee and make it whole, Father. Lord, just heal it, God. And Father Terry, we ask you, God, that you would just reach down and touch them, God. Give them the miracle that they need. And Lord, that little 15-year-old boy, God, we ask you, God, that you touch him, Father. Give him a miracle. Lord, that you touch each and every one of them, Father. And deal with them, God, on your own way, Father. Lord, that you touch them. Lord, that you move, God, in a marvelous and a mighty way for them. Lord, we give you the praise for it. God, we just bring the lost to you, God, all around the world. Father, you know the one, God, that's so near to hell, that's just slipping off, Father, into eternity without any hope. God, we ask you, Father, that you would deal with them, God. Lord, cause them to turn around, Father. And Lord, to worship you, God. Cause them to turn. And Lord, be saved, be sanctified, and be filled, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. And we give you the promise and the praise, God, for it all. We just praise you, God, for what you're doing, God, in this service tonight. And Father, we praise you, God, in Jesus' holy name. Praise God. I'm going to ask Tim to come on and sing for you now. So just worship with Tim as he sings and just praise God with him. You know, just get in the spirit with him. If you're out there and want to call in, well, go ahead and call in. The number is 347-308-8524. So just call in and just worship with us and praise the Lord. As Tim sings.
Undivided attention. free while I'm here. I stand before you knowing that it's only by His grace that I am just what I am today. I'm a trophy of grace, a display of His.
Lying awake at night, thinking of things beyond my control, ready to give up the fight, weary and tired of carrying the load. I know there's nothing more I can do or say, and God says just give it to me. Then I whisper a prayer that only He hears, and I rest peacefully. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. Troublesome days seem so long, I can't help but wonder just when they will end. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but sometimes I don't think I'll ever win. That's when He tells me He won't without me, but in my strength alone. And when I begin to trust more in Him, I can sing a song. and it changes me. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that's one thing for sure. Prayers will change things, and it'll change you if you'll just pray and ask Him to come in and let Him move for you. You know, that's the reason why that we're talking about the Holy Ghost. You know, people need a touch from God. They need the power, the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Let's look into Acts 5:32. And we are His witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, who God hath gave to them that obey Him. You know, He's telling us here that He give us the Holy Ghost if we obey Him. You know, there's no way that we can get it if we don't obey God. You know, people think, well, I just live any way and every way, and I got it when I got saved, but that's not what the Word of God says. As we was reading there earlier, Paul asked him a question, and he was real truthful about it whenever he was asking him. He was wanting to know, he said, unto them, have you, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. You see, they were he asked them a question, and they answered him. They hadn't even heard if there'd even be as much as the Holy Ghost. And right here in Acts 5:32, again it says this. He said, and we are His witnesses of these things. See, we are witnesses of these things. Whenever you receive something, you can be a witness of it. But if you don't receive it, you can't be a witness of it. If you don't see it, you can't tell nobody nothing about it. But whenever you receive it and see the things that He's done, then you can tell somebody about it. And it goes on and says, and so as also the Holy Ghost, who God hath give to them that obey Him. You know, He give us this promise. My friend, I won't ever promise that God has given me. And the only way I'm going to get it is be obedient to Him and do the things He told me to do and talk the way that He told me to talk. And I praise God tonight that we are able to go out across this land and tell people that there is something that will make you talk in other tongues. There's something that people don't understand and don't receive. But if you receive this, He'll be a witness to you and He'll be a knowledge to you. He said that He would teach you and all the truth. And I tell you what, I'm thankful tonight that we have got a teacher that will lead us and guide us and teach us into all the truth. And that is a person, and that is the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad tonight for that. Praise God. We can look in Acts 6:3 here, and it says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who ye have we may appoint over His business. Now I want you to think about that today. He's telling us here that we need to look out seven men with a good report and full of the Holy Ghost, just a point to be over the business of God. You know, we don't need something that's not got a good report and not got a wisdom of God to how to run things. But we need the men and that is filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, that is walking after the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, and that will be led by the Holy Ghost. That's what He's telling us here. Praise God. He said, look, let's see. Wherefore, brother, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who ye may appoint over his or this business. And you know, that's what God is looking for. He's not looking for just a people that's not filled with the Holy Ghost or not got the wisdom of him to take over a business of God and to do the things of God. He's wanting us to make sure that we've got them full of the Holy Ghost. And that's what, you know, they need to be taught. You know, people need to be taught about the Holy Ghost. That's why that we're on here today for is trying to tell people about that first. As I said here a few weeks back, we talked for several weeks on being saved, and then we talked for a few weeks on being sanctified, and now we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, it's time that we get people taught how to take over business in the God and run God's business like He wants it run. Men and brethren and sisters that will be filled with the Holy Ghost to step up and be obedient to the power of God and talk the wisdom and the knowledge of God. That's what God is wanting us to do. Now here in Acts 7 and 51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. You see, he's telling us here. He's telling us right there that there's uncircumcised, stiff neck, stiff and in heart and all this. You know, he don't want that. He wants people that will be filled with the Holy Ghost and not be stiff-necked. You know, he's stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. That means they don't have the knowledge and the power and the demonstration of God in their heart. But they need it. They got to have it if they're going to do something for God. And in the year, you know, they don't even hear what the Spirit say unto them this day. You know, they hear the things of Satan. They hear everything else. And they don't hear the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, right here, let's read that whole verse over again. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ear, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your father did, so do you. You know, there's people out there tonight that's just resisting the Holy Ghost, and they don't realize that they're resisting. They don't know that whenever they don't go and when they get saved, and they don't go all the way through and just say, Lord, right here I am. I'm wanting to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But they're taught, you know, and they're still teaching them that this Holy Ghost is not for us today. It was only for the 12 disciples. And I tell you what, my friend, it's more than the 12 disciples. The 12 disciples received it, and Mary received it, and 120 received it in the upper room. But when they went out from there, they had power and the wisdom of God to be able to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and to tell them about the things that they know when they've seen Him do and what He wants us to do. But you know, people today, they don't want to receive that. They don't want to see the miracles and signs and wonders of God. They want to receive everything else. But I'm here tonight to tell you, my friend, this is important that you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's important that you look up and say, Lord, I want to just be filled with this. You know, you need to say this. You need to say, Lord, if this is real, I want to be filled of it. If it's for me, I want it. And I guarantee you, if you get sincere with God and you ask God for something, He'll give it to you. If you get sincere to Him and say, Lord, I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If it's for me this day, and you get honest before Him, and if there's anything in your life He deals with you about, you be willing to sacrifice that, get it out of your life, and get sanctified, get filled of them with the Holy Ghost, you'll see there's a difference. Paul said, "Behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus." You'll be just like Paul then, my friend. You might be a torturing the church of God, but you will quit torturing, and you'll start praising God. You'll start worshiping God in spirit and truth. You'll start lifting Him up. You'll have power and wisdom then that you never had before. Sure, there's people out there under the sound of my voice right now. They talk about the Lord all the time. I talk about how good He is, how gracious He is. But they'll not receive the Holy Ghost. They've been taught against it. My friend, if you'll just look to God and say, "Lord, if this is for me, I want it. Don't be worried about receiving something. You received salvation, didn't you? You asked God to come into your life. If you've done that, then you trust Him to come into your life. Why not trust Him to sanctify you? Why not trust Him to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I guarantee you the devil can't touch you with the Holy Ghost. If you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, my friend, the devil will still fight at you, but he can't come into your life, and he can't lead you. He can't teach you nothing. He can't do nothing with you because you've done received the power that you'll have to put Him under your feet and to walk on Him and to stomp His head because you'll have the power of the Holy Ghost down in your life. I praise God tonight for this gift that He gave to me. I just keep praising Him enough because I received something that the world didn't have. I received something that the world didn't give me, and the world can't take it away from me because His name is Jesus. I went to and prayed at an old altar one time. I cried out, "God, have mercy on me. God, just give me my just give me the Holy Ghost." And God did. He baptized me that night with the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, God will give us the Holy Ghost, my friend, whenever we quit just begging Him for it. You know, if you're begging for it, He's not going to give you to you because you just need to just get humble, just relax in the Spirit of God and just let God come in. And whenever you do that, God will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and you can receive power. Praise God. I'm thankful tonight that we can receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on us. We'll have wisdom. We'll have boldness. And we'll have the strength to stand up then and tell the devil where he's at and to get behind us. Jesus had rebuked Peter and tell him to get behind him. Said he's an offense to him. My friend, I want you to know tonight you can do the same thing. I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to ask Tim if he's got another song, if he can come around and sing for us another time. Or praise God. Just worship with Him.
Taught by man, they took prayer out of school, and violence filled our land. They ordered 10 commandments removed from their sight. But one question I'd like to ask them: what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, how to step, oh how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that song asks a good question there. What's wrong with living right? You know, I want you to know tonight there's nothing wrong with living right. I thank God tonight that we can live right and that we can do something for God. So I want to ask my wife, Betty, to come around here and read some things here, what the Holy Ghost will do for you and how it will, the blessings that you can receive by just having it. Praise God.
The Holy Ghost is for the ministry to Christians. The Holy Ghost is a quickening agent. John 6:63. The Holy Ghost is the source of power. Romans 15:19. The Holy Ghost guides into all truth, John 16:13. The Holy Ghost teaches, 1 Corinthians 2:13. The Holy Ghost gives hope, Romans 15:13. The Holy Ghost gives joy, Romans 14:17. The Holy Ghost is a comforter, Acts 9:31. The Holy Ghost sanctifies, Romans 15:16. The Holy Ghost leads, Romans 8:14. The Holy Ghost is a witness, Hebrews 10:15. The Holy Ghost bears witness, Romans 8:16.
Praise the Lord. Now you see what I'm saying there tonight, that the Holy Ghost is something that we need. And you know, you take them scriptures right there that she just read over to you and tell you where they're at, and you get them and you can go into the Word of God and read them, and you'll find peace, you'll find comfort, you'll find joy, you'll find a teacher. You'll find whatever that you have the need of in there tonight if you'll just let the Holy Ghost come in and be your guidance. You know, I tell you what, tonight, my friend, I thank God tonight that we can look to Him, because He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and I thank God tonight that we can say, Lord, I'm just needing a touch. You know, the Word said for us to renew our mind daily in the Spirit of the Lord, and you know, we need to renew our minds every day in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We need to even refuse to even walk without the Holy Ghost. We need to even refuse to even talk without Him. You know, if we'll do that, then this world would be a whole lot better off. You know, if everybody would be led by the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, if people would receive it and they talk it, and it would be a blessing to them. And I just thank God tonight that we can have this special gift that God has given us. You know, I thank the Lord tonight that whenever Paul over there was asking him a question, you know, I'm thankful that he asked him that question about, he said unto them, that's in Acts 19 and 2, I can't get away from that tonight. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? My friend, tonight, since you come and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and ask you to come into your life, have you received? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Tonight, if you've done that, and you have you received the Holy Ghost? If you've not, then it's time that you start seeking Him and start asking Him for the Holy Ghost. Because let me tell you tonight, it's a promise to you and to your children and as many as Lord God shall call. I want you to just look back here again in Acts 2 and 38 and 39. It says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, that's what Peter's telling them. He said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost after you've been saved. Praise God. It goes on down into 39. It said, for the promise is unto you. Let's see. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You know, He's still calling tonight, my friend. He's still asking you to come on and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Since you've got saved, you need something else. You need to get sanctified. You need to get your life really cleaned up and washed up and get all the sin that's in your life out and get to the basic point, get to the Holy Ghost and receive it. Because I tell you what, without the Holy Ghost, you don't have no power. Without the Holy Ghost, you're just running around just powerless. But praise God, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll have power then. I want you to receive it tonight. I just ask you just to reach down and just say, Lord, come in and just baptize me with the Holy Ghost. I want us just pray just for a few minutes. I'm going to pray for you that's out there that's hungry, want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to just ask God to come into your life right now and just fill you, just baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we know that there's people out there that's across this land, across this world, Father, that's hunger, Lord, for this message, Lord, that's hunger for the Holy Ghost. Father, we just ask you, God, that you will just come down into their life right now, Lord, and just fill them, God. Just baptize them, Father, with the Holy Ghost and with fire, God, that you spoke to them about. Father, you can sanctify their life, Lord, with this wonderful power of the Holy Ghost and change their whole life around. Father, that they can be like Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. People can see a difference in their life. Let their light shine, Father. Let the glow of the Holy Ghost, God, come upon their life. Let people see them, God. Know and follow beyond every shadow of a doubt that you visit that temple and that you've turned the light on in that temple that's never been turned on before. And Lord, we know that you're able to do it. And we're believing you, God, right now, because these words, Father, that we read tonight, said this was promises unto us. And Lord, we're just receiving it tonight, God. by faith, Lord Jesus, that you touch the people out there, God, across the land, Father. No matter where they're at, God, but you can baptize them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And Lord, we praise you for it in Jesus' holy name. We praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say again that on the 23rd of February here, that Brother Fred Branham is going to be here with us, ministering on here with us. Going to be on the 23rd. He's going to be on the Blog Talk Radio with us at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, guys, just to worship in the Lord in spirit and truth. And you can just tune in at this same time, in Eastern Standard Time, from 11 until 12, and hear him, a wonderful man of God. And, of course, you know, I don't just put anything and everything on here. The people that comes on here with me as wonderful people of God, and I'm not trying to esteem one higher than the other one. But this brother here has been a friend of mine ever since I was a kid, and he's made many, many trips back and forth to Africa. So we want you just to tune in at night, tell other people to tune in, listen to him. He lives here in Cleveland, Tennessee, and USA, and so he's been a field director for Africa for several years, and he's been a overseer over there for several years in Africa. And so we're just looking forward for having him on here with us just to talk about the sanctification of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the miracles and things that's happened over there in Africa. I know he's seen many of them happen. So if you'll tune in on that 23rd, well, I'm sure you'll hear about some of them. So I just thank God for what he's going to be doing on that night with us. So we want you to just tell everybody about it and tune in and just listen with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to sing another song, Tim? Praise God.
If you will give to me your undivided attention, I'd like to sing about that man of Galilee. There's a lot of things that I have simply got to mention, and it's all about what this precious friend has done for me. Well, he gave his life on Calvary, and he suffered death and agony. Between two thieves, the Lord was hung, said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Such wondrous love, how can it be? But praise his name, he lives again. And the dome he holds on trembling hands, and by his blood I've been set free. That's just a few things his precious friend has done for me. Well, he gave his life on Calvary, and he suffered death and agony. Between two thieves, the Lord was hung, said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Such wondrous love, how can it be? God praise his name. How can it be? But praise his name. He lives.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want us to look back over the prayer request once again here and tonight, and I want you to remember these and pray for them even after we go off the air here. Brother M.C. Manley, he got out of the hospital now, but he needs a touch from God, needs a miracle. And our pastor, Brother J.D. Drennan, he needs a touch and a miracle in his knee. So just remember him and pray for him. Brothers Cheryl and Terry and Sister Cheryl Miller, one's been coming on radio with us each night, each week here. I don't know what's happened to them. They wasn't here tonight. We miss them. I want to pray for them. And Terry, this young boy that's 15 years old and still in a coma, he needs a miracle. And Brother Bobby Bright still needing a bus to travel in for the gospel. Brother Floyd Owens, he's in the hospital, needs a miracle from God. Sister Mary Reagan, she's in the hospital. She needs a miracle from God. Of course, we always want to remember the lost that need salvation, so they need prayer. And the ones that's listening out there, we want to remember them. We appreciate them that's out there that's listening. We see a lot of them's name that comes up and pictures and things. We appreciate you listening each week. So we're just going to go, Lord, in prayer and pray for you. And if you feel like coming and getting in here with us sometime, well, we want you to join us and get in here with us sometime and just worship with us. Just give us a call on that 347-308-8524. So we'll go off with praying this time, I guess. So God bless you, and we love you until next week. Our Heavenly Father, we just ask you, God, that you'll just touch, God, everyone that's out there that's listening in the radio land. Father, we just ask you, Father, just touch them, God, that needs a touch. God, needs a miracle. Them that's in the hospital, Father. Them that, Father, that needs a touch that's not even in the hospital, Father, that needs a miracle. We ask you, God, that you will give them that touch and that miracle. And, Father, we praise you for what you've done here tonight over the radio land. God, we just ask you, God, that you will just move in a marvelous and a mighty way, God. And we thank you, Father. We praise you, God, for it. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to just remember us and tell somebody about the broadcast and just join in with us and just pray for us that we'll be found doing what God would have us to do, and just pray for broadcasters, and just we'll be back next week just to lift up the name of Jesus, still be talking on the subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's several different places in there that's on the Holy Ghost and different promises and things, so we need to receive them because that's the gift of God. So we just want you to worship with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can contact us and listen to us on Lloyd and BettyYearwood.com. So that's our website, so you can tune in and listen to us there.
All right.